nobody that we know of, we can't find anybody that passed a law that said that they would be allowed to do that. And it'll be interesting to see. Megan Barth will join us coming up bottom of the hour in just a couple minutes. First, though, a tough day to be R. Kelly. He gets 30 years in the slammer. Gentleman Jim Dallas been following this story and other celebrities that are going to be doing hard time for a long, long time.
Yeah, this is something, Kevin, because R. Kelly, of course, the former R&B singer, he has been accused of criminal acts for many, many, many years. And you know the old saying, you can run, but you can't hide, as the sexual misconduct allegations against him have led to his 30-year prison sentence. Now, you think about it, Kevin, he's 55 years old, so 30 years in the slammer, no good time off. I mean, that's 85 years old when he gets out. That is pretty much the better part of your life, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, his life is essentially over. And by the way, serving it in a New York prison, a New York State prison, is a tough time. I mean, it's not a country club.
Not at all. And a lot of people remember his music in the 90s. I don't know if you remember the song, I Believe I Can Fly. Big hit. It was kind of a crossover. It wasn't just on the R&B charts, but it was on the popular charts too. And he won multi-platinum awards for this. But he was found guilty of 9 counts of racketeering and other crimes in September after his federal trial in New York shed light on how he used enablers and sycophants to ensnare fans and aspiring artists while controlling their lives. And this happens in show business. You know that. I don't know if you've ever seen the show Entourage and the way people follow the celebrities around, the Kardashians and all of these other TV shows that we've seen that kind of glamorize people who are famous for being famous. And unfortunately for R. Kelly, he's going to be in the slammer for a very, very long time. And this has been coming for some time. So, yeah, you can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah, this is, obviously there have been other cases, other celebrities that are going up the river as well. Ghislaine Maxwell is.
She was sentenced to 20 years in prison yesterday, and she's no spring chicken either, and she'll be spending pretty much the better part of the rest of her life behind bars, too. So, again, let this be a lesson to you kids out there. Yeah, don't run astray.
Yeah. And by the way, just to be certain on this R. Kelly stuff, this was sex trafficking. I mean, really sordid, really bad stuff. So 30 years, not surprising. A lot of people believe that, you get yourself a dream team of lawyers and you can get off of anything. The fact is, R. Kelly is going to be going away for a long time. Long time.
Yeah, in 2002, he was indicted on child pornography charges. He was acquitted in 2008 at trial. So, again, these are allegations that have been following him for a long time. You win some and you lose some, and he lost this one.
This is a big, big, big loss. Stay with us. Coming up, the Clark County property tax scam. It is incredible. And Megan Barth from NevadaGlobe.com has the very latest on this. This is something that homeowners, if you're a homeowner and you've received a little postcard in the mail, don't throw it out. Don't throw it out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And we're still seeing some bunching there on the Southern Beltway right now. 215 westbound at Decatur. Also 215 eastbound at Gillespie. You're bunched up as you try to work your way through there. Those lane restrictions are going to be continuing through the end of the year on Interstate 515 westbound at Eastern Avenue. Now, right now, there's only two lanes available through that corridor. So do keep that in mind. Give yourself some extra time to squeeze through there. There's some overnight road work, which is taking place tonight as well on Interstate 15. That is both directions between Flamingo and US 95. Those restrictions begin nightly at 7 p.m.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The National Football League and the Raiders are asking the Supreme Court to dismiss an antitrust lawsuit by the City of Oakland from 2018. It was filed against the team and the league over the club's move to Las Vegas. It has slowly moved up the court system, with some courts dismissing it and some courts allowing it to move forward. Las Vegas Aces basketball, they're back at tonight. They play a road game as they match up against Seattle. The Aviators, they win at Round Rock yesterday by a 6-1 score. That series does continue tonight. Parker Dungey on the mound looking for his second win. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road. Maybe your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. You and your friend both look over at each other, and then he puts his head back out the window. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The county assessor's office is in the middle of a what is being dubbed a Clark County property tax scam, and joining us the woman that broke the story, our good friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan, you have broken a story that is can be a very, very expensive story for a lot of homeowners. Can you talk about what it is you uncovered here?
I would be happy to, and I don't want to take all the credit for uncovering this, but, you know, I did notice some things on Facebook that were being posted to a variety of groups about this 8% cap tax, or tax cap, rather, on properties. Many people were very concerned that their property tax was going to go from 3% to 8%. And so I kind of started digging into it and had numerous phone calls last night with elected officials, candidates, homeowners, business owners, et cetera. And what I uncovered is quite disturbing. And when I looked at my own parcel records and when I looked at my mother's parcel records, and we both lived in Clark County now for about 7 years, my mom at the same property, I purchased a new property last June. However, they had her listed as a tenant or a renter of her primary residence where she's resided for 7 years. And they were assessing her at 8%. When it should be 3%. Now, why did they do this? Well, because I guess every year the assessor sends out a postcard in the mail, and if you happen to miss the postcard, well, then your tax increases go up from 3% to 8%. Now, oftentimes the postcards that we receive in the mail are for carpet cleaning or a coupon for a yogurt shop. Not something as important as hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars in tax increases that if you don't fill out or find this postcard shoved in the junk mail, or perhaps not even delivered by the not-so-reliable post office, you will be assessed differently. So I looked at the county website, and this is what I thought was really rich. The assessor's office, in their main page, says, "The assessor's office performs accurate and equitable assessment functions to serve the public. Our vision statement is the most technologically advanced, user-friendly assessor's office in the country." Now, I don't know who voted on that behalf. I don't know if they just proclaimed themselves the most technologically advanced. But when I spoke to Brianna Johnson today on a media call that they basically had to have because there's been such an uproar over this tax scam, is what I call it, I asked her, I said, you know, you proclaim yourselves to be the most technologically advanced, user-friendly assessor's office in the country. Do you believe that mailing postcards to taxpayers is the most technologically advanced, user-friendly way to alert your tax-paying customers that their taxes may go up unless they sign this postcard and mail it back to you? And she said, oh, well, you know, that's a good question. We are going to make changes, and we are going to have, you know, our parcel owners be able to go online and update their tax cap status. And also on their website, they were claiming that they were experiencing high call volumes because of this tax cap card. I had people trying to download their parcel information, but the website was obviously overwhelmed. It took them 2 hours to access their parcel information and their tax information. I had other taxpayers notify me that their emails weren't being received by the server in the county because why? They've been overwhelmed by the amount of people basically freaking out about their property taxes nearly tripling in a year. And so, again, this most technologically advanced, user-friendly assessor's office is failing on all fronts, but they also said that this tax cap card form was due by tomorrow. That was posted on the assessor's site. I have a screenshot and everything of it. However, today on the media call, Brianna Johnson said, no, that was misinformation being spread by text messages and by social media posts. People have within a year to fix their tax cap card status with the county. I said, well, that's funny because just 24 hours ago, the county basically put that June 30th of this year was the deadline to submit this tax cap card.
So somebody hears this story and hears you talking about it on a radio show or reads it in the NevadaGlobe.com. What can they do at this late juncture? How can they fix it? How can they go from 8% to 3%?
Okay, so what they can do is they can go to the ClarkCountyNV.gov website. They can choose assessor in the drop-down menu. Then they can go and follow the prompt. It will come up and say, you know, you can return this tax ASCAP card form by clicking here and emailing it to the government office, to the assessor's office. And that's what I would recommend. Even if you filled out a tax cap card, okay, you got the postcard in the mail, let's say, fill it out again, because you have no way to certify that that postcard made it back to the assessor's office. The only paper trail you have from this point forward is to fill out this online form and email it into the assessor's office. Now, what Brianna Johnson, who's an elected assessor, claims is that by law, it is up to the taxpayer, the property owner, to opt out of a tax increase. But my question is, who gave her the authority to assume that every homeowner is a renter in order to get away with hiking their taxes up, like they did to my mother, to 8%? Nowhere in the law does it state that the tax assessor can just automatically assume that every parcel is a rental.
That almost goes back to the no taxation without representation, and they're making a pretty broad assumption, aren't they?
They're making a very broad and expensive assumption in order to coat their coffers, their county coffers. So I spoke to Drew Johnson, who is running for County Commissioner F. He is the GOP nominee, and he's a pretty savvy tax guru, right? A candidate for District F commissioner. He spoke to 50 of his neighbors in his development, and they had no idea about this. So not everyone knows about this. And most people I've talked to have no idea that their taxes might go from 3 to 8%. So the only way that you can protect yourself is the onus is on you, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer. Even if you've lived in your house for 20 years, you could be faced with an 8% property tax bill because you didn't fill out a postcard, or you missed the postcard, or if you did fill out a postcard, it maybe did not make it back to the assessor's office.
Well,
this is egregious behavior.
Yeah. And this from the technologically superior assessor's office.
In the country.
Yeah. This is just bizarre. Megan, always good to get with you. Thanks for doing what you do, which is exposing the truth and getting the truth out to people. This is going to save people maybe tens of thousands of dollars over the course of the next couple of years. Thank you so much, man, for everything you do. And we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Check it out. If you have not seen the article, go to Megan's article, which is phenomenal. And it's all there. NevadaGlobe.com. NevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Meantime, here in Nevada, we appear to have one of the highest inflation rates in the country.
Soaring prices for gas, food, housing, and construction supplies continue to hammer Nevadans.
Consumers feel like they got their head snapped in terms of how quickly prices have changed in the last year.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto was the deciding vote for President Biden's multi-trillion dollar spending spree, sending inflation through the roof and raising gas and grocery prices over 8% on hardworking Nevadans. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to stop voting for reckless, irresponsible spending. Oppose the Senate Liberals' reckless reconciliation package and start voting against this out-of-control Washington spending that is killing us with inflation. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So another slick January 6th committee hearing. The problem is a bunch of the stuff that was testified to may not be accurate, may not be the truth, may not be what happened on January 6th. That's what's so tragic about all of this, is that great storytelling, but it may be fiction, not fact. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following these hearings over the course of the last few weeks, including the surprise blockbuster hearing yesterday, and it appears that the committee's got some egg on its face. I mean, some like a lot of egg on its face. Explain what we're talking about.
Well, the January 6th committee, of course, yesterday's events were not scheduled at all. We were told a week or so ago that we weren't going to hear anything until July from the January 6th committee. And then they said, hey, there's some new information. So they called up all the networks. And, of course, you know the way the networks love a great story, a dog chasing a car, it seems. When it comes to Trump, because they never catch him. But I think this is another example of that. They have a little bit of egg on their face, as you say, because former White House aide Cassidy Hutchison, she testified that former President Trump literally tried to commandeer the presidential Suburban during the January 6th riot and became borderline violent when Bobby Engel tried to stop him. Now, Hutchison said that she learned that story from another source, Tony Ornato, the then White House Deputy Chief of Staff. Hours later, Peter Alexander of NBC News said that a source close to the Secret Service indicated that Agent Bobby Engel will testify under oath that neither man was assaulted and Mr. Trump never lunged at the steering wheel. So what is really going on here, and can you trust anybody anymore, is the big question.
Well, and that is so ugly. I mean, the visuals as described by Cassidy Hutchison is devastating. Unfortunately, it's not true. I mean, you know, I mean, God, I mean, this is, but you know what though, Jim, this is just like Russiagate, Russia.
Yes.
You know, Adam Schiff is saying that Trump was an agent of Russia. That is so bizarre.
And I think it's kind of funny, too. Every time you see a picture of all the people on the January 6th committee, they always have Liz Cheney prominently centered in the photo. Have you noticed?
Oh, yeah.
Almost all the time, she is the face because she has an R next to her name. Now, she's not recognized by the Republican Party as a Republican. She's not recognized by even her home constituents in the state of Wyoming as a Republican, but they say, hey, well, she still has an R next to her name, so I guess they have that going for them. But whenever she's standing there right next to Adam Schiff, I just laugh. Because, I mean, Adam Schiff, how many times on Russia, did he say, well, we have some new information coming out. This is devastating.
Blockbuster stuff.
It's blockbuster. You guys are not going to believe it. I cannot announce it right now. But believe me, when we do bring this forward, you will be shocked. And it never comes. How many times did he did that?
Yeah.
He cried wolf at least a dozen times.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, we'll have more on this coming up. Also, Sarah Parshall Perry. She's a senior legal fellow for the Heritage Foundation. More analysis of what has been an amazing week or so with the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll talk about what has been going down. We'll do that and more coming up in just a few minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Is snoring ruining your life? Do you sleep in separate bedrooms from loud snoring? Can't tolerate your CPAP? Well, help is on the way. Snore Bandit Stop Snoring Mouthpiece. Stop snoring tonight. Custom fit, FDA cleared, with a money-back guarantee. Only $139. Stop snoring and get your life back. Wake up feeling energized. Go to snorebandit.com. That's snorebandit.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. in cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace when natural disasters happen.